Hey, Jeffrey, it's Matt here, Local Slash. How you doing?
Good, brother. How you doing this morning?
I cannot complain. It's Monday, right? You know? So I actually have Nikki on the line here. She's going to go ahead and take over, handle the onboarding call, and assist you with getting everything moving here, okay?
Cool. Yeah.
Yep. All right. We'll be in touch, definitely. Nikki, here's
Jeff. Thank you, bro.
Uh-huh.
Thanks, Matt. Hi, Jeffrey. How are you doing? This is Nikki.
Hey, Nikki. How you doing?
I'm doing good. Thank you so much for asking. How about yourself?
Doing good.
Sounds great. It's a good Monday here. All right. So thank you so much. And these calls take around 30 to 45 minutes. Is this now still a good time?
Yeah.
Gotcha. So this call may be monitored or recorded for quality assurance and training purposes. But first of all, Jeffrey, I want to thank you for having Local Splash as your digital growth partner. So our goal for today's interview is to collect insight for your business, your services, differentiators, and goals so your team can drive the highest return for your investment. So first, we'll verify your business details. Second, we will define the real revenue opportunities, the services and keywords that matter. And lastly, I'll explain the Google Business Profile verification steps and outline our next action together. And if ever you have any questions or clarifications, please do not hesitate to call me up and ask me, because I want to make sure that we will be able to set up your account perfectly with me, okay?
Yeah.
All right. So see it here, Jeffrey, that you already signed the terms and conditions and you're done setting up the secret question with Matt. So I'm going to go ahead now and proceed with verifying your business details to ensure accuracy. So if you hear anything that is inaccurate, please let me know so I can make those corrections. Okay.
Okay.
All right. So you got it here. Your business name is called Endura Concrete, correct?
Yes.
And I just said I have on here, there's 44 Elevators Road, Leicester, North Carolina, 28748.
Yes.
Okay.
Yep.
And is this a home address or an office location?
This is a home address, but it's going to be the office for now.
Gotcha. All right. I just want to make sure. Can you receive mail at this address?
Yes.
Okay. Are you licensed, insured, or have a business registration?
Yes, I have both.
Gotcha. Will you be able to read to me your business license number and the expiration date?
Yeah.
Okay.
Is that my business license number? Is that my... let me see.
Your LLC? Oh, not that one. Not that one. Okay. So when you register your business in the state, did they require you license for the specific service that you offer or no?
No. That doesn't require a license.
All right. I'll just know it here then. But you do have the LLC, you have the EIN number, and you have your insurance. All right.
Yeah.
And let me see. Are you open to publicly displaying your home address? Google Works better with your address shared. Like, they have rewards verified addresses with better local rankings. And are you okay to share your address online?
Yeah, I want to share my, that's fine.
Gotcha. All right. Well, anyways, we'll go over to see if it's a good way to display your address. Google fully supports hybrid addresses, meaning the ones that are home and shopped. Home addresses aren't really allowed by Google, but we can still do this, okay?
Okay.
All righty. And later in the call, Jeffrey, I will be providing you your call tracking number that your leads will contact you on. But for communications with Local Splash, can we still reach you on the primary phone number 828-777-0080.
Yes.
Okay, and I just want to make sure that I got your correct email address. That's jeffbirchfieldvi@gmail.com.
Yep.
All right. And do you already have a business website?
I don't.
Okay, so if you don't have a website yet, not a problem. We can launch a high-converting site for you, specially designed for local leads and visibility. So let me just go ahead, Jeffrey, and pull up some website URL options or domain name for you to choose from, okay? And I always suggest that we have a shorter domain name because it's going to be easier for your clients to remember. So let me go ahead here. Let's see if EnduraConcrete.com is available. Yep, it is. Would you like to have EnduraConcrete.com or EnduraConcrete.net?
Endura.com.
Gotcha. Let's have EnduraConcrete.com as your domain name. And just in case that you want to cancel your services with us and you wanted to keep the domain name, you can have this for $99. Okay?
Okay.
All right. And since we'll be working a website for you, Jeffrey, I'm going to ask you a few questions with regards to the website that our team will be creating. So what colors would you like on your website?
That's a good question. So my colors are orange and white. I think I want to do black and orange.
Okay, let's do black and orange. All right. And what are your top 3 to 6 services that you want to feature on your homepage?
Okay. I want to do concrete floors, residential floors, driveways, concrete driveways, finish them, pour and finish, patios, sidewalks, and pads.
Pads. Okay, so I've got concrete floors, concrete driveways, patios, sidewalks, and pads.
Okay.
All right, so these are all concrete services, right?
Yeah.
So it's going to be concrete patio installation. Okay, let's do concrete patio, sidewalks patio, and we have pads, pads concrete.
No bags. You said pads.
What's going to be the specific keywords for pads that you do?
The pads, I want to actually change the pad, actually, and just put footings, F-O-O-T-I-N-G, because they already know I'm going to do pads if I'm doing that. And flat work, you could put flat work on there if you wanted. That way it kind of is.
Okay, flat works.
That works, flat work, yeah.
Okay, footing, is it going to be like concrete footings?
Yes, yeah.
And concrete flat works, correct?
Yep.
All right, thank you so much for that. And do you want to include any special offers, deals, or promotions on your site?
Not at the moment.
Okay. And do you have reviews outside of Google that you would like to display in your website?
Not at the moment. I don't.
Okay. Mm-hmm. That's all right. We can skip it for now. If you have some soon, we can always add it. Okay. And do you have any videos or pictures that you specifically want to be represented in your site?
Yeah, I will. Yeah, I do.
Okay, sounds good. And do you want to include a gallery of before and after photos on your site?
Yes.
Okay. Would you like to enable online payments on your site?
Yeah, I do. I just don't have a PayPal yet, but I'll get one going.
Gotcha. I do want to do that. Anyways, you actually need to have a business PayPal account, but we're going to send you an email for that, okay?
Okay, yep.
All right, because for us to be able to help you, since you would like to have the ability to process your customer's payment directly through your website, to make this possible, Jeffrey, we will need a couple of things from you. So first, you need to make sure that you have a business PayPal account, and then you need to generate the code to be used in your website. Don't worry, it's going to be very simple. As soon as you're ready, our team will integrate this for you, okay?
Okay, yeah.
All right. And let me see. How about booking? Would you like your customers to be able to book directly on your site?
I'd rather them call me.
Okay, so you want them to call you directly, so we can skip this for now. All right. And do you want to show any certifications, affiliations, or partner logos on your site? For example, BBB or manufacturer brands?
Not at the moment, I don't.
Okay. And also, are there any special features that you would like to add on your site? For example, AI chat widget, blogs?
No, not at the moment.
Okay, we can skip that. And are there any websites that you like, Jeffrey? Like, have you checked anyone's website? And what do you like about that? Maybe we can use it as a reference. Or you haven't really checked anyone's website at all?
I like the one, the pest control one he showed me. I guess I'm not sure exactly their name now, but it seemed like it was basic and it seemed pretty nice. So just something basic.
You want something basic, nice, and professional?
Yeah.
Gotcha. All right.
It doesn't have to be too much, just basic.
Okay, it doesn't have to be like too complicated and easy to navigate, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And let me see. Is there anything specific that you want to see on your website that we haven't covered?
No, just my logo and no, not nothing, not that I know of right now, no.
All right, that's okay. Well, if you would like to have a deeper conversation about your site layout or advanced features, well, I can book you a call with our website team, specifically with our design specialist. Would you like me to book you a call with them, or would you like to check the website first?
I would like to get a call with them. It's not right now, right?
Not right now. It's better if we can schedule ahead so I can block you a calendar with them. So let me check their calendar first and see what would be
then
the best time
stuff
for
ready
you.
That I want.
Yes. Maybe you can check some website reference and you can tell our team what is the website that you like so that they can use it as a reference when they create the website for you, okay?
So any time is good for me during the week. From 8 to 5. It's fine. You call
me. 8 to 5. Mm-hmm. So let me see. Would you like to do it Wednesday?
That's fine. What time?
Okay. Let me see. For Wednesday. So you can do any time from 8 to 5, right? Let me check.
Yeah.
I will try to block you with them for the 9 a.m.
Cool.
Oh, 9 a.m., no, not 9 a.m., because you're in North Carolina, so that should be 10, around 10:30. Can I have you 10:30? So that's going to be 7:30 Pacific.
Okay.
All right, so let's do 7:30 Pacific Wednesday for you, and I'm going to add you to the calendar, and you'll also receive a reminder when they will call, okay? That's 7:30 a.m. Pacific. That's 10:30 your time. On Wednesday.
Okay.
Gotcha. All right. Thank you so much for that. And now, let's go ahead and proceed with your call tracking, which is included to follow your Google's best practices for growth.
Okay.
We provide a unique Google number that redirects instantly to your main line, so your daily workflow stays exactly the same. This tool tracks every lead and filters out spam, giving us the insights needed to see which services are driving your revenue. You can easily access these call reports directly in the local Splash app using your primary phone number as your username. So let me just pull up the phone number that my team set up for you, Jeffrey. Let me know if you are okay with this phone number so we can finalize this, okay? So the number that they got for you, that would be 828-393-9299. Are you okay with this phone number?
Yeah, that's fine. I'm getting a pen right now.
Anyways, you will receive a message or an email with regard to this number.
Okay.
All right.
Yeah.
828-393-9299. So people will be calling you with this number. We will promote you with this number. And all the calls will go directly to a number that ends with 0080, okay?
Yeah, right.
All right. Well, anyways, after we end the call, Jeffrey, I will do a test call to make sure that the callback number works perfectly fine.
Okay.
And would you like to elevate your customer's first impression of your business with a professional voice greeting? We do have a one-time fee of $19, and we'll record and implement a brand quality greeting in your calls. You can request updates to your greeting at any time. So before you hear a ring in your end, your potential customers will hear this. Hi, thank you for calling Duraconcrete. We look forward to serving you. Please press 1 if you are a new customer or press 2 if you are an existing customer. So the $19 one-time payment would be for the professional recording. We can use a sample provided. You can choose between a female voice or a male voice. Or if you would like to have your own message to be recorded, then the team can record it for you. Are you interested in adding this to your subscription?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. And
now, this is a one-time fee, or is this
one-time fee of $19, and you can ask for changes anytime. Like change it to a male voice or a female voice.
Yeah, I do want to do it. I'll do the one-time
fee. You want to do a female or a male voice?
We'll do a female.
Okay. So female. And, are you familiar with Google Workspace, or have you heard of Google Workspace?
No, I don't. I don't know.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So I just want to let you know that we have it here in Local Splash. So Google Workspace, Jeffrey, allows you to run your professional email, calendar, and documents in your own domain. So you already have the domain name, the EnduraConcrete.com. And with Google Workspace, you can have an email that would match your domain for instant credibility. For example, you have an email that says Jeffrey@EnduraConcrete.com or info@office@EnduraConcrete.com. So that would build immediate trust with prospects and enables your team to stay organized with cloud storage, secure file sharing, and collaborative tools. We do have a starting price of $19 per month per user. Is that a step that you would like to add to your growth toolkit? Or you can add it anytime anyway?
I can add it anytime. Yeah, I'm going to wait on that, on the email part.
Gotcha. All right. So if you'd be interested, you can always notify us anytime, okay?
Awesome.
All right. So now we are going to identify your most valuable service keywords. So these are the terms that will connect you with ideal clients looking to hire now. So my research here, Jeffrey, shows that you do provide concrete services, correct?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
All right. So what is the number one service that you want to win? Like which services are most profitable and which jobs do you want more of?
The driveways.
Driveways. You want to do the concrete driveway installation, repair, and replacement?
Yes.
Gotcha. All right. But let me ask you, do you want it to be found first with the keyword concrete contractor?
Yeah.
Okay. Jeffrey, I have pulled up the top performing industry keywords for you. Let me know if you want to change any or add, because we optimize for all relevant service, but your main focus shapes your ranking and budget priorities. You will get an email with your personalized keyword strategy. Just reply if you want to make updates, okay? So these are the keywords that I have. Then let me know if you want to take out any from this list. We do have concrete contractor, concrete driveway installation, concrete driveway repair, concrete driveway replacement, concrete walkway installation, concrete sidewalk installation, concrete foundation installation, concrete foundation repair, concrete slab installation, concrete slab repair, concrete floor installation, concrete floor coating, concrete flat work repair, stamped concrete insulation, decorative concrete. We have concrete patio insulation, concrete pouring services, concrete removal, concrete sawing, and concrete overlay. Are you okay with all those keywords?
Yeah, I am.
Okay. Yeah. Are there any other services related to your business that I have not mentioned that you would like to add?
No, not right now. Instead of the walls, instead of the concrete foundations, because I'm not really covered for that right yet, could we do concrete cutting and sealing?
Gotcha. All right. I'm going to go ahead and note that here. So that's concrete cutting and concrete sealing. I'm just going to go ahead and separate that.
Yeah,
so
that's fine too.
Am I going to take out the foundation installation and foundation repair?
That's fine.
Okay.
Yeah.
We do have concrete cutting and I missed the other keyword. Concrete cutting and concrete.
Sealing.
Sealing. Gotcha.
Sealing.
Gotcha. Anyways, you also mentioned earlier that you do concrete flooring, so we already have it here, the concrete floor installation. All right, I think we got the best keywords. Anyways, Jeffrey, you will receive an email with all the keywords that we just went over. So if you want to go ahead and change any from the list, or if you want to add more, you can reply to my email so that we can make the proper adjustments, okay?
Okay, yep.
Alrighty. So now, just a few quick questions so we can differentiate your brand and fuel your digital marketing strategy. So my question for you is, can you tell me anything unique about your business or anything that sets you apart from your competitors?
I guess the family has been around the area for, our family's been around the area for a long time. We've been locals. What sets me apart? Let me think. I'm not exactly sure right now. I mean, I'm not exactly sure. That's the support. I guess probably, the quality and time frame.
Quality and time frame. So you do have a quick turnaround time?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. Sounds good. Anyways, you mentioned that you've been local. So this is a family owned business and locally owned and operated. Sounds good. Sounds good.
Yeah. And woman owned. Also, the woman owned too, because my wife and me are together. So yeah, that could be added on there. That looks good.
Yeah,
woman owned.
Let me add those others also. And do you offer free estimates?
Yeah, we'll do free estimates for people.
Gotcha. All right, sounds good. We have a good description to start. And do you have a mission statement?
A mission statement, or is that like my logo statement?
Oh, like, do you have a tagline or slogan?
Yeah.
Oh, can you provide it to me?
It's from solid foundations to decorative crete, which would be like a slang instead of concrete. It's just crete, C-R-E-T-E. So from decorative foundations, from solid foundations to decorative crete. And then, comma, and then this is where form and function meet.
Gotcha. So it says, from solid foundations to decorative Greek, this is where form and functions meet.
Yeah, this is where form and function meet.
Oh, form and function meet. Got it. All right.
Function, yeah.
F-U-N-C-T-I-O-N-S-meet.
Yep.
And decorative Greek, did I get it right?
Yeah, decorative Crete. This is where form and function meet. Yeah.
Gotcha. This is where form and function meet. And for your mission statement, if you don't have any, I actually prepared a list for you that we can use. Let me know if you like anything from my list. So I got it here, Jeffrey. At Endura Concrete, we strive to be the company of choice by providing quality, professional, and honest services. We also have here at Endura Concrete, we strive for honesty and fairness in our relationship with our customers. And the third one is we have at Endura Concrete, we provide quality workmanship and customer service to maintain the highest level of professionalism. So, do you like anything from the list?
The middle one, the honesty and
fair.
I like that.
Customers. Gotcha. All right. And how many years have you been in business?
Just this 1 year. So that's not really a good selling point. So I was in business in 2020, but it was under a different name. It's a new formed company now. So I don't really know if I can exactly say that, but so just 1 year.
Okay, so that was started in 2026?
Yep. Okay. It was started in 2025, the end of 2025.
Okay, but how many years of experience do you have?
We have 20 years.
Oh, wow, look at that. Okay, so the business started in 2025, but you have 20 years of experience. I'm getting on it that way. 20 plus years.
Yeah.
Okay, and how many people work with your company?
We have me and my wife, and then one other guy will be helping us for now.
Okay, so we got three now, and do you work with residential, commercial, or both?
Residential. residential. We will just residential for now.
Okay. Residential for now. And what your hours of operation says here that from Mondays to Saturdays, you do 7 a.m. to 4, and Sundays you're closed. Is this correct?
That is correct.
Okay. And what types of payment do you accept?
We accept cash, check, or card. And we'll do electronic, too, eventually, the PayPal.
Okay. So you do cash, check,
I'll work on
card.
All that.
Yep. And you also do Zelle, Venmo, Cash App?
Yes, Cash App.
Okay, Cash App. Let me add Cash App here. All right. So now that we have your business information, Jeffrey, you do have two options. So the first option is we will optimize your presence for quality leads from top channels like Google, Facebook, and Yelp for no extra cost. And this is the best option that we offer. The second option is we can list your company on an expanded set of 100-plus directories, but I don't recommend you that option because blanketing 100 directories can open you to spam calls and wasted time. You will appear everywhere, but not always to the right audience. So, which option do you prefer?
The first.
Let's work with the first one. All right. So now let's go ahead and talk about your Google Business Profile. Let's cover your Google Business Profile, which is a key asset for booking high-value jobs. So, yep, I see it here that your business is located in Leicester, North Carolina. So for this, Jeffrey, which service areas or specific cities or zip codes would you like to dominate? And again, I would love to give my suggestion because, of course, I wanted you to have a better ranking in your business profile. And for you to have a better ranking, it is very helpful if you focus on a maximum of 5 cities or 5 zip codes. Do you think we could work on that?
Yeah.
And it should be under 2 hours driving distance. So, can you provide me your specific cities or zip codes that you would like to dominate?
Yes, I can. Let me do that. So I want to do, it has more than one zip code for the one city. Is that
okay?
So I just use one of them?
Yeah, no, you can provide me the city so we can work both.
Yes. Asheville, North Carolina.
Gotcha.
And it's 28801 or however, there's a lot of zip codes for it.
Let's just add Nashville, North Carolina here.
Asheville. Yep. Okay.
Right.
And then I want to do Hendersonville, North Carolina.
Got it here. Hendersonville. What's next?
And then Leicester, which is my town, North Carolina.
Gotcha.
Then I want to do Waynesville, North Carolina.
Mm-hmm. What's the last one?
And for the last one, let's see. Arden, North Carolina.
Okay, let's do Arden. All right, so I got 5 here. Thank you so much for that. And, Jeffrey, do you know if you have a Google Business Profile?
I don't know. I tried to start one, so I don't really know.
Let me see. Matt left a note for me that you do have an old Google Business Profile under an old address that you don't have any access anymore.
This
holds the same business name. Was it Endura Concrete LLC?
Yes. Yeah.
Okay. Was it under East Flat Rock, North Carolina?
Exactly. Yeah.
Okay. And you don't have any access to this, right? The 218 Mill Terrace, East Flat Rock, North Carolina, 28726?
I don't have any access to get into it. No, I don't.
Okay. It actually uses a different number, the 828-551-4625. Do you still have access to this phone number?
So that is my old partner's number, and I don't have access to that.
Okay. So you wanted to have a new Google Business Profile?
Yeah.
Okay, and we're going to keep the same business name, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Okay. I'm going to just note it here.
It'd be nice if they get rid of that old one, because it's shut down. So that, I mean, it's it's a new company now. So
gotcha. Anyways, it doesn't have any new reviews to it. So, all right. If you don't have any access to that now, just go ahead and create a new one, and we will optimize it for you, okay? So Google Grid Smart wanted two verifications and chooses the verification method. Is it their video, phone, email, or postcard? And your assistance is essential for success. So most commonly, you verify with a short video tour to show your location, signage, equipment, and proof of management. And we will send specific instructions to make this quick and easy. Do you have any business cards or any signage?
I have business cards that will come this Wednesday. Do I have any signage? No, it's just my logo on the internet. So, but I do have business cards coming in on Wednesday, a couple of days from now.
All right, sounds good. Because that will greatly improve your chance of business with video verification, especially if you're a service area business. And please have those readily available with everything else when it comes to time to do your video verification. And, on your own business card or on your logo, was it, did you put your tag card?
I haven't yet.
Okay.
No, I didn't.
Alright. Yep, and in the unlikely event that the postcard method is used, you will receive one in about 5 to 7 days to the address I gave me earlier. You can reach out to us with a code or enter it yourself on the client dashboard. If you have any troubles with video verification, you can shorten the length of the video, and we recommend 1 to 3 minutes. However, you can also lower the video quality on your phone if the video file is too large. But please make sure that you are in a location with a stable internet connection so that there will be no interruptions, okay?
Okay.
All right. And to get your Google Business profile verified, Google needs some information to proceed further. So we sent you an email that says, action needed, pictures needed for Google verification. So can you please provide us pictures of the following as soon as possible, your tools or equipment, your work vehicle with license plate, your business license or insurance, your business card, business registration, invoice, and workplace. So to provide us with the required documents, you can either reply directly to the email or fill out the form included in the email, and we'll be following up with Google and let you know if anything else is needed, okay?
Yeah, okay.
All right. One growth feature we offer is a weekly Google profile post to keep you front and center in local search. You'll be able to preview and update this anytime in your dashboard. So, would you like us to activate this for your business with no extra cost?
Yeah.
All right. Because I wanted you to maximize what we offer, especially it is very helpful with the optimization of your Google Business profile. And if ever, Jeffrey, that you don't like what we do on a weekly basis, you can always edit or delete it through your dashboard. Okay?
Okay.
All righty. And let's talk about Yelp now. Do you currently have a Yelp page?
A Yelp?
Yeah. Yelp
One second. Do I have a Yelp? I have a Yelp, but I guess it's under my name.
It's not under your business name.
Let me see. It's coming up as Hello Jeff. Projects. Let's see. Yeah, it's just coming up as my name. So I guess I just need to start a new one, maybe.
Okay.
I don't have one.
If you don't have a brand, we can create a brand new Yelp page for you, for your business, and ensure that it'll be optimized. But you need to have a call tracking number with us, which you already opted in. So we will be able to complete the Yelp page creation. Would you like us to create a Yelp page for you?
Yeah, is this no extra cost?
No extra cost.
Yeah.
All right.
Please.
So let's just go ahead and create one for you. And let's talk about your Facebook business page now. Do you currently have a business Facebook page?
Yes, a Facebook business page. Yes, I do.
Mm-hmm. Do you have access to your Facebook business page?
Yes, I do.
Can you grant us admin access so we can optimize?
Yes, I can.
All right, sounds great. So for this, Jeff, I'll be sending you a secure one-click link to grant us partner access. So it typically takes 1 to 2 minutes. So once added, we will optimize your Facebook page. It is important to have consistent information. So please do not make any changes to your name, address, and phone information. So I do see that you have Facebook ads as part of your package, right? You have a very good package to start with. So I'm going to send you an email that says, grant us access to your Facebook business page to get your ads running. Okay, and I really do hope, Jeffrey, that you'll be able to add this as soon as possible so our Facebook team can work on a correct timeline. Okay?
Yep. I will.
All right. Sounds good. And let me see. You do have Facebook ads, so let's talk about your Facebook ads. For your Facebook ad, Jeffrey, would you like to send specific images or messaging for your Facebook ad campaign, or would you like to have a creative team handle this?
The creative team can handle it.
All right. But do you have some photos that you can send?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay, sounds good. So I'll note it here that we'll have the creative team handle it.
There should be a lot of photos on there.
Sounds good. So, yep, you can send it to us or you can upload them to the dashboard or through your local Splash app, whichever is convenient for you, okay? And I always suggest, Jeffrey, that if you have new photos from your jobs, please keep on uploading or sending it to us so we can use it for the optimization. It's very helpful for the optimization, okay?
Yeah. No problem.
And for your Facebook ads, there's 3 lead response method on the Facebook ads, Jeffrey, and you can only choose one. So we have form fill, calls, and Facebook Messenger. So with Facebook form fill, your potential customers will fill in a form in your Facebook ad. The information will be sent to you via email and SMS in real time, and we recommend reaching out to the potential customers as soon as possible, and these leads will also be accessible on your client dashboard under the Leads tab. And the other options are calls or Facebook Messenger. But if you would like to know our recommendation, Jeffrey, we actually recommend using the form fill because the form fill gives you better tracking, better quality leads, and ensures no opportunities are missed. The other options, again, are calls or Facebook Messenger. But most of our clients running successful campaigns are using form fill. So which one would you like to use?
I'll use the one that you guys are recommending.
Okay, so let's work form field then. We highly recommend that. Okay?
Okay.
And I see that you don't have Google Ads in your subscription. Will Google Ads allow you to dominate big search results, putting your business at the top of Google exactly when and where prospects look for your services? So you only pay for true demand when someone clicks. Investing here, Jeffrey, can quickly accelerate book jobs and revenues. If you would be interested in adding this one day, you can always add this, and we have a $300 campaign to maximize results to get started. Okay?
Okay.
Alrighty. And our team is available from Monday through Friday, that is 7 a.m. to 4 Pacific. Is there a specific day or window that works best for you for check-ins, or shall we reach out as needed? Like, can we call you anytime if we have concerns with regards to your account?
Yes, you call me anytime.
Mm-hmm. Sounds good. So you do mention that you do have a logo, right?
Yes, I do.
Okay, so please send it to us or upload them to your dashboard or app so we can use it for the marketing.
Yep, okay.
All right. So now, Jeffrey, you will see several important emails from us soon. First, review your keywords list, the one that we just discussed earlier, and let us know if you want to add or adjust. Please reply to the message. And if you have the project photos, videos, or logo, send them directly or upload them to your dashboard or app. We use only high-quality, copyright-safe images. So if your submissions are low resolution, we will add industry-stock photos as placeholders that you can revise at any time. So do you approve of the use of stock photos or AI-generated images?
Yes, I do.
Okay, sounds good. And your client dashboard login, which you should have already received, can be used to track calls, leads, search visibility, and complaint progress from anywhere on any device. And let's talk about the time frame and what to expect. So your online campaign will launch in phases. Your ads will be live in 7 to 14 days, depending on documentation needed. Your directories and Google Business Profile will be optimized in parallel. So you should see meaningful results within 45 to 60 days. So please check your dashboard for real-time updates because your growth is monitored daily, and we will meet regularly to review and refine the strategy. And as your business becomes more visible, you may get calls, even texts from scammers or competitors claiming to work for Google or offering unnecessary services for a fee. So if ever you're in doubt, forward those to us immediately and never pay for additional listings or services unless it's directly to your local Splash, okay?
Okay.
All right. And to confirm, Jeffrey, do we have your authorization to process the one-time fee of $19 for the call tracking reading the female voice artist and charge the card that we haven't filed today?
Yes, you do.
Okay. And of course, we want to schedule your first campaign review in 3 weeks to go over your early results and next steps. So what day and time would work best for you so I can send you a calendar invite as a reminder? So 3 weeks from now, let me just pull up my calendar real quick. That's going to be the same day, Monday. Oh, that's going to be on the 20th of April. Are you okay with that, or do you have any other day that you would like to schedule?
The 20th of April, that should be fine.
Okay, and what will be the best time for you? Same time?
Yes, that's fine.
Okay, that's 10 a.m. your time, right?
Yeah.
Okay, 10 a.m. your time and 7 a.m. Pacific. Anyways, I'm going to add you to the calendar invite so you will receive a reminder when we go call.
Okay. Awesome.
All righty. And after we end this call, as I have mentioned earlier, Jeffrey, I will do a test call to your call tracking number to make sure that it works perfectly fine. It's good to see if you'll be able to answer your first call on your tracking number. But please note, Jeffrey, that call will show up as a lead in your dashboard. However, since I'm not actually a real prospective customer for you, it will display as a not valid lead, but you will still be able to review and play it. Okay?
Okay.
Awesome. All right, and this wraps up on onboarding. Thank you so much for investing your time. Your engagement sets you up for meaningful growth with Local Splash. But do you have any questions or concerns that I can help you out?
No, I don't think so. You're amazing. I really appreciate you.
Thank you so much for that, Jeffrey. And I really do appreciate you also for being with us. And also, one more thing, in 5 to 7 days, please review the information submitted via email and SMS. If anything is not accurate or needs updating, please reach out right away so we can adjust it, okay? And then again, Jeff, our support line is 877-635-6225. We're open from 7 a.m. to 4 Pacific. That is Monday through Friday. So we are also available by email, SMS, or chat. So please feel free to call us back because we're here to help. If we can answer right away, we'll return your call the same day or by the next business day. So please watch your emails and texts for a status update and expect a follow-up call in a few weeks to review campaign momentum and opportunities. Thank you again for having Local Splash as your digital growth partner. We look forward to helping you take the lead in your market. But then again, Jeffrey, before I let you go, is there anything else that I can assist you?
I think that's all.
All right. Thank you so much for your time, Jeffrey. I'm going to give you a ring in a few minutes for your call tracking, okay? All right.
Okay.
Bye-bye for now. Take care.
Bye.